Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of Pipe Bomb Radio, New York City, as well as the Bear of Texas podcast. And quite frankly, this is the most passionate, educational pro wrestling podcast in the world. And most importantly, it's the best in the world. Yeah, I've said it. I've been saying it. I really do believe in myself, as everybody should. You should always believe in yourself if you're a podcaster. Come on now. But speaking of being so motivational, this particular episode is about motivation. It's about no more negative BS. It's about being positive, as Adam Copeland brilliantly stated in his promo on AEW Dynamite. Of course, well, everybody's saying that this is basically a shot back at CM Punk because of CM Punk's recent comments about AEW. I gotta tell you, Adam Copeland, everything he said, it is inspirational. If you haven't seen the promo yet, I strongly recommend that you do. Because everything that Adam says, he's right. He's right. But speaking of Adam Copeland, his match against Matt Cardona, defending the TNT Championship, that was a hell of a match. Brilliant. Teacher versus student, because we all remember when Matt Cardona was basically sitting under the learning tree from Adam Copeland. Oh, the days in WWE 2008, 2009. Those times, huh? So Adam Copeland opens up the promo, okay? And he mentions that he loves professional wrestling, that it's a great time to be a fan of professional wrestling. You know, even he had to tell the fans, "You're missing the point, bear with me." I mean, he was literally like, you know, this was for real, you know. So, man, you know, it's about time. And of course, a wrestling veteran like Adam Copeland, it would only make sense for him to cut a promo so unique like that and so inspirational and motivational. So he mentions, you know, basically, because AEW has been getting a lot of negative feedback and some negative comments because the ratings, from what I understand, the ratings have been a little bit low as of late. You know, and sometimes it happens. See, but Adam Copeland says that, you know, there's all this talk about tribalism and everything, you know. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to do this episode with my friend Tony, and Tony and I did an episode not long ago about the pro wrestling Civil War. This was supposed to be kind of our part two, but unfortunately, his schedule kind of conflicted with mine. But I do plan on having Tony to do the WrestleMania recap, so hopefully that'll work out. And Tony, if you're listening to this, shout out to you, brother. But, you know, see, Adam Copeland mentioned that he grew up loving professional wrestling, and he still does. He mentions that he watched, you know, the WWF. Mentioned that he watched Calgary Stampede Wrestling. He even shout out to Owen Hart. He said he watched Owen Hart start his career. Yeah. And also watched, you know, the promotion based in Vancouver, the one based in Montreal. You know, he mentioned he even watched the National Wrestling Alliance. You see, the bottom line is, he was explaining what he was doing as a pro wrestler, not being loyal to just one promotion, but basically being a fan of professional wrestling. But it seems to me that Adam Copeland and I have the same mindset as far as what a pro wrestling fan does. I've said it before on this program. A pro wrestling fan watches and or follows and watches WWE, AEW, New Japan, TNA Wrestling, Ring of Honor, the NWA, the Indies. You see, when you are so passionate, when you're a passionate, loving fan of pro wrestling, you want to watch and follow as much pro wrestling as you possibly can. Especially for me, like, You see, now I'll be honest with you. I do love WWE, while it might sound like I don't, because I will be honest with you. I have, in fact, been very openly critical of WWE. It's no secret, and I won't deny it. But I do love WWE. As a matter of fact, as I'm recording right now, it's Saturday, WrestleMania. I'm excited for it. I really am. I mean, I even previewed WrestleMania. You saw the excitement. You heard the excitement in my voice. You saw how excited I was. So, I've been critical of AEW as well. So, but while the criticism is out there, I do love professional wrestling so much. I love AEW. I love WWE. I love Ring of Honor. And while I've never been much of a big fan of TNA wrestling, if I ever get the chance to go to a TNA wrestling show, I would love to. Same thing with Ring of Honor. So, if I'm ever at a friend's house who loves wrestling and he's got Impact, he's got TNA Wrestling Live, I'm gonna sit down and watch. So Adam Copeland, and again, all these sources are saying that this isn't a response back to CM Punk. And Eddie Kingston even mentioned that he could care less about what CM Punk said. I mean, honestly, let's be honest. It's CM Punk's opinion. He's entitled to it. So, at the same time, I mean, CM Punk's gonna say what he says. I mean, so at the same time, again, I don't wanna feed into the negative BS. I'd like to basically be invested into the positivity that Adam Copeland basically gave us on that brilliant promo on AEW Dynamite. So, and of course he mentions, how he loves AEW, and he mentions he wants to end his career at AEW. So it seems to me that he put AEW over as well. But I kind of feel like, in a sense, he's encouraging fans. For those of you that truly love wrestling, appreciate all of them. And he's absolutely right. You see, as I've said before, a pro wrestling fan, a true, unique pro wrestling fan, is committed and dedicated to following all the promotions. Maybe not all of them, but more than one. See, me, as a lifelong passionate fan of wrestling, for so long I was only loyal to WWE, but then I started wondering, well, I can't call myself a pro wrestling fan if I'm only watching WWE or only following their product. I'm just a WWE fan. I'm not a pro wrestling fan. And I changed that. My previous episode, Mark Briscoe becoming the Ring of Honor World Champion. I watched as much footage. I was lucky enough to find a way to watch the match. You see? Same thing with New Japan. It's very, very difficult to basically be able to watch some footage from New Japan. But there's lots of articles you can read and everything. I mean, all you gotta do is do the research. As a journalist, I always say, do the research. It's the research that's gonna help you make the best story ever. As well as podcasting content. Do the research. You never know what you're gonna find. In fact, you're gonna find something so cool that you're gonna be so thankful that you read it. And besides, you might learn a thing or two. Pro wrestling fans are always keen to learn. That's one of the aspects of being a wrestling fan. Learning is a big part of it. All right. So, as Adam Copeland mentions that he's been wrestling for a long time, and of course he mentions, I love how he says that he begs everybody to bear with him, because he mentions how for 9 years, 9 years, the one thing that Adam Copeland loves dearly was taken from him, because he was medically disqualified for it. He worked hard to take it back. I mean, remember that promo, his promo after the 2020 Royal Rumble? Yeah. Basically, in his words from that promo, so I can get back in here and end my career on my terms. Yeah. That's the way to do it. And for him now to say he wants to end his career in AEW, you see, he's just thankful. You see, overall, he says he's thankful because he's had a great career overall. So he didn't shoot. He didn't. You see, shoot. That's a very, very pro wrestling. That's a very, very big word of pro wrestling terminology. He did not attack WWE. He didn't attack anybody. So he was basically saying he's grateful for a hell of a career. That means he's so grateful to WWE and to AEW and anywhere that he's gone to go wrestle. You see? At the same time, for me, as a pro wrestling fan, I am grateful that WWE is giving me some content and they're slowly getting better. AEW is giving me some content. Ring of Honor, New Japan, the National Wrestling Alliance. Hell, the indie shows that I go to. You know? And of course, you know, excuse me, and TNA Wrestling. Watch some footage of TNA Wrestling as well. And of course, AAA in Mexico. And of course, I'm sure, you know, if I could even get any footage from promotions in Canada, in England, you know, anywhere in the world, including Australia, you know, even in France, even in Italy. Hell, if there, you know, even a wrestling promotion in India that has great footage, you know, that I can watch, I'm grateful to see it. You see, I love professional wrestling. Adam Copeland loves professional wrestling. And I feel that Adam Copeland was trying to encourage those who are basically seemingly loyal to one particular promotion. And he's basically saying, look, you can like that promotion as well, but be grateful for the other ones too. Support them too. So being a lifelong passionate wrestling fan, basically, you got to continue to support professional wrestling. That's what I do. That's what Adam Copeland does. You know, at the end of the day, I've said it many, many times. I don't want AEW better than WWE. I don't want WWE better than AEW. I don't want Ring of Honor better than AEW, vice versa. I want to love and appreciate professional wrestling to the best of my ability. Basically, I should be grateful that there's more than enough on my plate. Quite frankly, there's way too much on my plate. But as I said it with Tony, I eat a little bit of it. I put the plate down. I go away for maybe about 20, 30 minutes, and he asked me personally, Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, I am, in fact, hungry all the time. Maybe it's my ADHD, I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that the good Lord has blessed me with a big appetite, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, 3-foot-long sandwiches at Subway, sometimes I can't finish it, sometimes I finish it as if it's nothing, and then I'm still hungry. Maybe it depends on the kind of day I'm having or the kind of mood that I'm in. I don't know. But as a pro wrestling fan, my appetite is through the roof. It's unbearable. You know, and Adam Copeland mentioning he could have a match with Kenny Omega, Samoa Joe, Will Ospreay. You know, I think now I just botched it. Will Ospreay. You know. You know, like that, and, you know, and the best part is, you know, he mentions Kenny Omega, says, hope you're doing well, so, you know, and he mentions the crazy thing about it, those are all first-time matches. I mean, think everything else, man. You know, he's had a match with Jericho before. Wouldn't it be cool to see Adam Copeland wrestle Chris Jericho again, especially on AEW? Some would say, nah, we don't want to see these guys wrestle because they're too old. I mean, everybody, I mean, come on, no. I would love to see Jericho and Adam Copeland one more time. Perhaps Jericho can bring the Painmaker gimmick to the match. Who knows? But, well, you know, to me, whether Jericho brings in the Lionheart, the Painmaker, whichever, you know what? I'm just going to be glad to see Jericho and Adam Copeland working again together. You know what? Maybe it will happen. We'll just have to wait and see. But, well, going back to the first-time matches, Kenny Omega, Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland, Will Ospreay. Man, this is the first time for everything, ladies and gentlemen. And Adam Copeland, I tell you, I've watched that promo at least 10 times. You know, I think Adam Copeland really had to go out there and say that. Now, again, going back to what CM Punk said, you know, see, I never really got everything that CM Punk said because, again, I really do not want to focus on negativity because, excuse me, because apparently that's what I've been focusing on too much because of my very critical ways of WWE. So really, yeah, I mean, enough with the BS, seriously. Negativity has been negatively affecting me for pretty much my whole entire adult life. So, I mean, again, you know, how everything that Adam Copeland has accomplished, you know, in his career of over 30 years, I mean, like I said, we can go through every single accomplishment that he's had, but the bottom line is he said he's had a great, great career, which means, you know, he's grateful to WWE as well. He still loves WWE. Of course, there's no hard feelings, so, man, and, you know, he even mentioned thanking Cody, thanking Tony Khan. So, here's part of the quote right here, and I quote, AEW has pushed this industry to a better place. AEW has pushed everyone to a better place. It has gotten more people a chance to do what they love to do for a living, and that should be celebrated. AEW makes pro wrestling better. AEW makes pro wrestling more fun. And AEW is where the best wrestle, unquote. Now, some would say suggest that's a little bit of a knock. I wouldn't say, though. Now, AEW is more creative freedom. I mean, in WWE, you don't see that kind of freedom that you see in AEW, Ring of Honor, etc. AEW is just different, so, man. And honestly, again, going back to what CM Punk said, I mean, I don't want to feed into it because, again, as the Rated R once said, no more negativity because, you know, there's been so much negativity in that particular week and he wanted to focus on the positive. So, man, you know, and the way he said it, how he watched, again, that promotion in Vancouver, the one in Montreal, the World Wrestling Federation, the National Wrestling Alliance, he said, in his words, he, quote, devoured it all. See? Just like me, as an adult wrestling fan, you know, and of course, when he mentions the World Wrestling Federation, AEW fans obviously were booing, and that's what he basically immediately stops and says, guys, you're missing the point. All right, it's about celebrating professional wrestling as a whole, and yes, my God, Adam Copeland is absolutely right, man. You know, and I love how he mentions the roster in AEW, in his words, a murderer's row of talent, in reference to the 1927 New York Yankees. Arguably, some would say, the greatest Yankees team of all time. So, man. You know. Obviously, this promo has got me so worked up, but man. But obviously, we all know it's a direct response to CM Punk's words, but... Oh, man. Whew. Man. So worked up right now. So, you know, it certainly would have been great to see Adam Copeland versus Cody on AEW, right? Well, man. really, so, you know what? Man, you know what? Could you imagine Bryan Danielson versus Adam Copeland? Well, you know what? Well, we've seen it before, for God's sake. Well, wouldn't it be good to see an AEW? I mean, I totally forgot the triple threat match with Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 37. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan versus Edge, of course. Yeah, jeez. Oh, God. Apparently, I've been watching too much wrestling, and apparently there's just so much, it's just hard to... But again, we saw that then. I mean, we would love to see Bryan Danielson versus Adam Copeland, right? A match where, you know, they can do a little bit more than they could have done in WWE. So, man. I gotta tell you. To say that particular one just, man. Again, it's got me so worked up, you know. Yeah. Like that, and you know, and man, just absolutely incredible, and you know, and I'm basically taking it all in because we got to appreciate pro wrestling. We got to celebrate pro wrestling, and the way to do it is to support it, to keep supporting pro wrestling. You know, watch as much pro wrestling as you can. You know, follow as many promotions as you can. You know, send out your support to the best of your ability. You know. If you're a true, passionate pro wrestling fan, it's your duty. So, in my case, I follow WWE, as I've said. I follow WWE. I follow AEW. I follow Ring of Honor, New Japan. You know, now I'm getting, you know, in the habit of also following TNA Wrestling. Of course, the National Wrestling Alliance. You know, even the local independent promotions that are right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know? Like that, it's my duty. So, and it's what I love to do, supporting pro wrestling. It's one of my missions in life, to support something that I've loved dearly since I was a child. Because as I close it out, let me tell you once again, professional wrestling was one of the biggest escapes for me. From the bullying and the tormenting at school to, you know, everything going on at home with my parents always fighting, you know, and everything going on with how my parents, how overbearing they were, and some of the mistakes that they made as parents. So pro wrestling was my escape, and I'll be honest with you, my parents would often chastise me, specifically my dad, and he would often scream at me for watching too much pro wrestling. And you know what? I didn't give a damn what my dad did. He could have done anything, but it wouldn't have stopped me. I would have kept doing it because I was not going to let my dad stop me from watching something that I have loved dearly since I was only 5 years old. Not even my dad can stop me. Even at this age, at 31 years old, he could chastise me. He could insult me. He can criticize me for loving pro wrestling. He can call it that certain despicable four-letter word. It's not going to stop me. He wants to call it that word? Well, I have the perfect response to do it. Nobody. Even people out there that disrespect this industry and make a joke out of it, those people won't stop me from loving and supporting pro wrestling. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that anybody can do that's going to make me stop watching and supporting pro wrestling. I will be a pro wrestling supporter and lover until the day I die. Hell, even in the afterlife, I'm going to love and support pro wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos, of course, anywhere you get your podcasts. So as always, I deeply, deeply and humbly asking you, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, because I want to be sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one. And as always, God bless.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.